Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Hi, you guys. It's Arden. Just a reminder, if you didn't hear the podcast last week or if you forgot, I'm filming this week. But I'm pursuing my career of becoming a TikTok dancer star. And so the Bachelor podcast will be up Sunday night, July 31st. It should be fun, unless something changes. It's supposed to be with Lance Bass, his husband, and Dracula. But just so you know, like, what we're doing on our Patreon, I mean, Dr. Banana, you're here with me right now. Should we give them the first episode last year of Summer House? Summer House, you guys, let's start with Summer House.
Yeah.
I feel like that episode was so fun where you guys talked to me. That way you can see what we've been up to. We're going to give you the first episode of our Summer House journey that we started, which is also connected to the one that we're doing now, which is Southern Charm. But we're going to hook you in where Brendan and Dr. Banana explain Summer House to me as historians, because I'd never seen an episode. It's such a fun ride.
It's a true joy. And if you want to listen to more, just go to our Patreon at patreon.com/WYATR.
Levels start at $5 if you want to get the episode. So there you go. Just $5 a month, and we put a new one up every week. So there you go.
Oh, yeah.
We're in a new world, guys. We've left Canada, we've left New Zealand, and we've left Australia. And we're taking a tour of the Hump Tunnels. I am here because we have an expert to guide us through this, a historian, a Bravo historian. A man who's devoted his adult life to researching the Ken Burns of the Bravo franchises.
For you accept this rose into your world.
Hello! Welcome to a very special bonus episode of Will You Accept This Rose? My name is Arden Marie, coming to you from my bougie garage in Los Angeles, California. With me today is my fearless partner in crime. She's trapped in a pineapple factory, and she's looking up real estate in Rhode Island. And for that, I say, Queen, you do you, boo. I am here for it. Are you putting money down on a house in Rhode Island? Ladies and gentlemen, Tana, Dana, Ariana, Hannah Montana, Dr. Banana, Anna Hosnier. How are you, Doctor?
Hi, I'm good. You know, I haven't put money down yet, but I do get I have a Zillow notification set up for every house that goes on sale in Little Compton. And then once in a while, I send them to you to be like, well, this is a gorgeous property.
Oh, the most recent one, you definitely got a real estate lady boner for. You
were
here
gorgeous.
For it. By the way, JJ would be like, it's a great property. You're near the water. Yeah. You're down by the town shore beach. Mm-hmm. It's just going up there. She can get you into that, except for she died.
And it's really expensive.
It's also really expensive. You know what? Don't let the fact that she's not here on Earth and you don't have the money prohibit you from letting her put a deal together for you.
That's right.
For that property.
That's right. No, you're right.
Now, for the people at home who are like, wait, what? Don't worry about it. But here's what I want to say to you. If you're like new to Patreon, here's what I want to say. Look, if this is your first time joining us, we usually do international versions of the Bachelor franchise. Most of them require your computer to get the most fucked up, like, virus, like, the most threatening spider. It's just a terrifying thing. Somehow we all watched it, but it's, like, slightly frightening when you see this, like, mechanical spider thing that's coming for your computer to infect it. So we were, like, we wanted to take a pause before we do that again, which we're going to. We're going back to Australia to have the first bisexual lead who's going to have men and women competing for them. We wanted you to be able to watch this and not get an infection in your computer. And if you're like, Artem, I don't have cable, email us. We'll figure it out. We'll help you watch these episodes. We don't want to bankrupt anybody. So we are now breaking down season 6, episode 1 of Summer House, which is on Bravo and Hulu. Now, it's maybe even on the Peacock. Is that right? Is it on Hulu?
Is it on Hulu next day?
I don't know.
I mean,
we'll find
out,
it for
check
you. Email
out the
us.
Three. Bravo regular TV app, Hulu and or Peacock. I'm sure it's on Peacock the next day, right? Doesn't that sound right?
We'll hook you up if you have an issue. We'll figure it out. Email us at rosepodcast@gmail.com. Here's what I want to tell you. We are recording 2 episodes today. I wanted to say that up front. So anybody that's like watched only one and you're like, I don't get it. I got to tell you, I felt similarly at first writing it out. I was like, what? It's too late. I don't care. Then I watched the second episode and I was like, okay, I get it. And I'm here for it. So I want you to tell you to stay the course because I felt the same way. And that is why we have the greatest guest of all time who's going to go through the whole franchise with us. He loves this show, as do most of my friends who love reality TV. They love this franchise. And this gentleman has agreed. You can email him, all of us, any questions for him that he can answer. Santa has come early, and Santa's name is Andy Cohen in the form of Summer House. Ladies and gentlemen, you know him from our podcast. You know him as the host of the BrandoCast podcast, of which I've been a guest. I believe Jerry Trainor's been a guest. Rob Benedict's been a guest. Padgett Brewster's been a guest. Everybody's been a guest. He also hosts a radio show with Amit Zappa, who's Frank Zappa's son, called Rock Tales, and it's on Sirius XM. Ladies and gentlemen, our friend, your friend, Brendan Smith.
Oh, yeah, baby, yeah.
Yeah. Where can people listen to your radio show?
Well, Sirius XM Volume Channel 106. Thursday nights, we're live at 6 o'clock Pacific Coast time, taking your phone calls, 844-686-5863. Talking to so many of our rock and roll heroes. We've had Paul Stanley from Kiss, Joe Elliott from Def Leppard, and Wilson from Heart, all of our faves. And we just have a good time drinking cocktails. But BrandoCast, wherever you get your podcasts, thebrandocast.com too. Not just all of our favorite Will You Accept This Rose people, alumni, Rob Benedict including, but also Susanna Hoffs from the Bengals, Frank Black from the Pixies, Dana Gould, Patton Oswalt, Blanka Paz, Jimmy Pardo,
classics.
Heather Graham, Catherine Hahn.
Classics. Classics.
All at the BrandoCast.
Now, talk to us, Brendan. Mm-hmm. I got to tell you, when I first watched this is how I was late also to the Housewives franchise. I feel like, to me, it's almost how I feel about, like, I never saw The Wire. Okay. I never saw The Wire. I never saw Breaking Bad. And when people are like, it's too late, I missed it. That's how I feel about Summer House. I feel like, okay, I don't know. I don't know. Why do I care? I don't know. It's too late for me. Well, I'm ripping off the Band-Aid. And I got to tell you, by the end of episode 2, I did care. First of all, just give us, why do you love this franchise? And as we go through each person, maybe you can give us a little backstory as we get going so you can help our viewers and help myself. And Anna, how did you feel watching? Was this your first time watching?
No, I've watched all of it. I started
so
watching
great.
Like last, I think during the pandemic, 2020 summer, I just banged through all of them. And I
okay.
mean, banged. Am I right? Woo! Sunday, baby, we're here to party!
Yeah. Okay. So you love it too. So you both yeah. of you love it.
It's my favorite reality show of all time.
Why?
And I
more than Paradise.
It does what The Bachelor is too afraid to do. It is just about cutting to the chase. Mm-hmm. No bullshit. It's just hot people getting hammered, hooking up, and causing problems. Mm-hmm. That's all that I want. I don't want elimination.
Okay.
Do I like him? I just want hot people in a house in Montauk just fucking getting purple from all the booze they're drinking.
Okay, Anna, do you feel the same way? Do you love it?
That's the perfect description, Brendan. It is just straight to the point. It's a bunch of drunk idiots who don't care that they're being filmed at all. No one of it, like, they're just like, look, I have to go from New York to the Hamptons for the weekend. It's a summer house. And you're like, of course it is, you crazy person. And they just, there is no shame. They don't care. Okay.
It's bro and brodette city.
Mm-hmm. Is it
fantastic?
Is it the same house every summer?
No.
It is not. No.
Who would rent to them more than once? Who would rent to them?
I actually said to my girlfriend last night, as
we were watching last night, I said to my girlfriend, like, the owners of those homes must say to Bravo, like, look, every scratch, every every piece of paint that you peel off the wall, you are paying double for what it cost me to repair this after those idiots leave my house.
Yes. So I believe first three seasons were the same house. I believe the fourth or fifth season, I can't remember, was during Corona. So they all had to live in the house. So they got a really big house. They just basically went there for the full summer just so they could all quarantine together, which was wild. That was a really big house. And I'm sure that house was absolutely destroyed. And then Winter House was actually a house in Vermont.
What town in Vermont? You know, I love Vermont.
It was in Stowe.
Stowe.
Is where they did Bachelor Winter Games. Isn't that where they did it?
Is that? I don't know. I don't remember.
Okay. So question, here. Okay. Okay. So they only now, so normally they don't stay the whole summer. It's weekends only. They all in theory have jobs in the city.
Yes. It used to be that weekends only kind of thing, you know, Friday to Sunday, whatever. But like Anna said, the coronavirus did a whole switch on season five and they were all together. The other interesting thing about season five was they couldn't go out.
Yeah.
The previous seasons,
right?
A big feature of the show would be the Friday night party in Montauk, the Sunday night party in Montauk.
Right.
Whether they threw it or they went to some club or went to some restaurant and blew it out, like, that was a big thing. Season five, they were just contained in the house, so they partied together.
So it was like Big Brother. It was like Big Brother, but with boning.
But with boning. And now we're sort of, season six is brand new. There's only two episodes, but they've opened up the floodgates again to the outside world. That's a new interesting twist on this season.
Okay. So it seems like I'm just writing again, forgive me in this first episode, because I did not, it's hard to write out a reality show when you don't know the, and I'm like, they all are the same. So, but now I'm starting to know the difference. So the first episode, my writing out will be so. Seems like the main stars, number one and two on the call sheet, seem to be Kyle and Amanda. The couple that have had their wedding, they've planned three weddings. It's never happened. We'd learn in the later episode, which I'm not going to get to yet. We're not going to get to, there's an issue happening. But there's a whole sort of preview for the season. Are Kyle and Amanda going to make it down the aisle? He does not look like a real human. He looks like a Ken doll. He's an entrepreneur. What is Kyle's job? And why do we care about Kyle? Did the romance start in the house? Who are these ding-dongs?
You need to know that Kyle and Amanda have a booze company called Loverboy.
No.
You need to know. This is so important. I'll just quickly say the OGs of the show are Kyle and Amanda, Carl.
Love Carl.
And Danielle a little bit. Those people have been around the longest.
Wait, who is the person after Carl, you said?
Carl, Lindsay.
Yeah,
Lindsay.
Oh, we love Lindsay.
Love Lindsay.
Lindsay's our little tornado. Just pour some booze in her and let her go.
She is like a boozy white, like the boozy Energizer bunny.
She is a bull in a china shop. But just know, back to Kyle and Amanda, their tumultuous, toxic, alcoholic, Amanda needs Al-Anon. Amanda, honey, there's so many meetings in the New York area.
Yeah.
Al-Anon is for you. But they have a company called Loverboy, which is, you know,
great just title.
One of those brands of seltzer, alcoholic, seltzery. And if you watch every single party, whether it's Winter House or Summer House, no matter what, it is stacks and stacks and stacks. Andy Cohen is single-handedly keeping Loverboy alive.
I will say they're selling it at Ralph's now. And I was shocked. Yes. And I bought some because I was like, I need to try Loverboy. And I don't drink that much. It was fine. I was like, okay, it's a good seltzer. Okay. I was
Which flavor?
Hard seltzer. It's a hard seltzer.
It's a hard seltzer. Yeah. I think it was like the hibiscus tea one, the pink can. I think that's what I got. Yeah. Because I was like, wait a second. Is that what I think it is? Throw it in the cart, Zach. We got to try it.
Okay. It question.
Good. It was good.
Did they... Their origin story, did they fall in love in the house?
No. So first season was basically Kyle, Carl, Lindsay, some twins who are maniacal, and then some other people. I believe Paige comes in season two.
I am obsessed with Paige. I love Paige.
It starts out with Amanda basically being Kyle's like hookup, and he won't like commit to her, and she eventually gets him to commit to her, and then he gets really drunk. So this is all season one. He's basically single, casually hooking up with Amanda.
Was he hotter then? Because he does not do anything
for Kyle is a drunk frat bro to the absolute extreme.
The top of all time.
That is it.
Yes. He looks like the bad guy from Karate Kid.
That's his. Yeah. That is who he is. Period. He'll never change.
Okay.
That's
great.
It. And he runs this alcohol company, which, in my opinion, is not good.
And he's not afraid of putting on a wig.
Oh, he loves a mullet wig. He loves a mullet wig.
Okay, great. By the way, I hope our listeners are enjoying this as much as I am, because I think this is the perfect dynamic. Yeah. Two super fans, man and woman, guide a complete open but skeptical and confused woman who's like, wait, what? But your passion for it is really fueling my fight. Oh, now I'm going to watch with a whole new eyes, episode three.
Kyle is not afraid to take it to the limit, no matter what day it is.
Yes. Every time.
So for many, many seasons, it's the same story. Mm-hmm. Kyle will blow it out, blackout, flirt with somebody, whether it's in the house or at a club, maybe kiss somebody.
Yeah.
And then it's tears and it's the girls consoling Amanda and Amanda saying, this is off. This has been going on forever.
You basically just told the entire arc of the first episode.
Right.
They show up, they get the rooms. Kyle and Amanda, it's clear that they get the master suite. Nobody fought it. They get the they get the American flag, the headboard with the with the acacia wood bench, and they got, you know, mom and dad, drunky two shoes gets the big suite. They go out to some club, they go out. I guess it was when we had a moment between the Delta variant and whatever.
There was not one mask in Montauk, by the way, in that entire episode.
No.
By the way, if you watched Real Housewives of New Jersey last season, it was also, I feel like, filmed in March 2020 and there was not one mask anywhere.
No.
Sometimes they would wear it as like a chin strap. Anyway, like my electrician does. He wears it like a chin diaper. It's attached to his ears, but it's under his chin. So they go out, all the girls come back at the end of the episode. They clock her calling him like 32 times and he never picks up. And then all the girls pile into bed, Sierra and some, and maybe
Paige.
Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, what the fuck? And she's like, fuck, I cannot do this. Fuck him now.
Amanda destroys his toiletries.
She destroys his toiletries and she takes his duffel bag and throws it out on the front porch. Here for all of that.
Now, we've seen this before. Now, you should know one very important thing about this show. We don't worry about spoilers.
Great.
Because Andy Cohen talks about everything that's happening in real time today.
Great.
So there's nothing to hide. There's nothing that we need to be precious about.
Right.
These people are living huge lives outside of the show. Mm-hmm. If you follow People magazine, their current lives are in People. So there's nothing that we can say today that will ruin it for anybody. Does that make sense? Which is another reason why I love this show so much, because there are no spoilers.
So do you think Kymanda just do this so they can stay on? Like, is it similar to like when Lisa Rinna knows how to sort of stir the pot so she can be Queen Bee on Beverly Hills? Like, or do you think they're doing this? Do you think this is all just so they can stay number one on the call sheet and get the master suite?
I want to hear Anna's answer and then I'll give you mine.
I think think Kyle has an actual drinking problem.
Oh, no, for sure. But they are staying together. But for he definitely has a drinking problem.
Yes.
But them staying together, their relationship.
They are together because they are so branded as a couple together, and they have this company together that he basically low-key forced her to quit her actual job and work with him on.
Which was what?
She was a graphic designer, and he basically, like, so all the graphics and all that is basically made by her. Like, she's actually a great graphic designer, and he basically tortured her one whole summer to quit her job and work full-time at Loverboy, which she did not want to do.
This is so great. I'm here for all of this trash.
But she's
great. This is so fun.
But by the way, we love Amanda.
Yeah.
I loved Amanda too.
Like, the only thing about Amanda that you question is her choice in dude.
Yes.
Well, I kept thinking she's out of his league. Like, watching this, I'm like,
oh yeah.
And it's so clear that she's gonna throw all of his extensive manscaping toiletries on the ground. Like, he had a lot of jars and glass bottles and potions and serums. There was a lot of serums, glass bottles, expensive West Village, you know, eyedroppers of oils that were getting thrown on the ground. And I thought, it was clear she was never gonna break up with them. And I thought, honey, you could do so much better than this, clearly.
Which has been said to her face about 73 times over the past 6 seasons.
Yes.
Great.
Bone Zone.
Let's get in the Bone Zone, guys.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Have you made the switch to Knix? Millions of women have made the switch to the revolutionary period underwear from Knix. That's K-N-I-X. Period panties from Knix are like no other, making them the number one leak-proof underwear brand in North America. They're comfy, stylish, and absorbent, perfect for period protection from your lightest to your heaviest days. They look, feel, and machine wash just like regular underwear, but feature incognito protection that has you covered. You can shop sizes from extra small to 4XL. Choose from all kinds of colors, prints, and different styles, from bikinis to boy shorts, thongs to high-rise. You've got to try Knix. See why millions are ditching disposable, wasteful period products and have switched to Knix. Go to knix.com and get 15% off with promo code TRY15. That's knix.com, promo code TRY15 for 15% off life-changing period underwear. That's KNIX.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Okay, so number two, then the next person, Carl. Carl, we find out, is, and I gotta tell you, I don't know anything but what he used to be like. I love Carl. Carl is handsome. I know a lot of people that are in AA. The fact that this guy, if his drinking problem was as severe as he says it was, that he wanted to die, that he is in the most alcohol-fueled environment, that it was his environment, and he seems to actually be at peace, not tortured, keeping a routine, going to meetings, peaceful, like, good on him. Whoever his sponsor is and whatever, like, God bless Carl. I'm rooting for Carl. I hope he's still working the program, so, and I think he's wonderful.
Okay. Anna's going to lay some icing on top of the cake that I'm about to bake for you, which is this. Carl, in the past, was as big a fucking train wreck as Kyle.
I buy that.
Okay. He if he's in the same fucking fraternity, whether it's Michigan, Alabama, Auburn, he's in the same fucking fraternity as Kyle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Both Sigma guys. They're both Sigma Nazis. He took it. He's hooked up with everybody.
Okay.
So, I mean, okay. Everybody.
Okay.
Paige, Lindsay.
Okay.
Just the twins. I mean, it's just
everybody.
He was that fucking train wreck. And he got his shit together basically season 5-ish. We learn that he's starting to deal with his demons. Go ahead.
Were any of these people or all of these people on Winter House?
Carl, yes, wasn't. Many of them were on Winter House.
Carl okay. didn't go to Winter House. Okay. So, yes. Carl has, in my opinion, one of the strongest comebacks as a reality TV character. I used to want Carl to jump off a bridge. Never wanted to see. He was, when he would drink, he got to a point where he would be telling people in the house, nobody likes you. You're a loser. Everyone wants you gone. And it'd be
so
like,
he's like Dorinda. He was Dorinda drunk. He was drunk, yeah, Dorinda.
He was evil.
Okay.
And then he had a really fucked up time. His brother overdosed and died. So he had like an addict brother. So he had this real like come to Jesus moment of like, oh my God, like I can't live like this. I can't do this anymore. Like I need to focus on me. Now, potentially, in my opinion, one of the greatest people I've ever seen on. Like I am like, this is a comeback.
Yeah. Is it fucked up that I want to date newly sober Carl?
We all want to date Carl.
I know it's an error and I know it. I know he's like a baby bird in the sobriety realm.
Mm-hmm.
If Carl had like just a little more time, I am here for Carl.
Everyone's here for Carl.
I loved it.
The ladies love Carl and they always have, even when he was an asshole. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's Carl.
Great. Okay. So then I also love Paige. Paige is so cute. She's fun. She's cute as a button. So from what I understand, she was hooking up with a guy that is not as cute as this. There's this Italian guy that screwed her over in Winter House and he's back. Who seems sweet, but she broke up with him. Okay, Anna, talk to us.
No. So Andrea showed up for the first time at Winter House. Now let me tell you.
He's the Italian model for our listeners. So the Italian model, Andrea.
I will bring you coffee in the morning.
Oh my God. Let me tell you, when I saw Andrea on Winter House, I was like, oh, who's this? Holy shit. Man on television is Andrea. Let me bring you some pasta. My nonna gave me this recipe. I don't even know what's going on, but he is hot as hell.
I have never heard Dr. Banana make a sound like that, and I am here for it.
Andrea! So anyway, I was like, Carl, Kyle, all you fucking losers, get lost. Andrea's here.
We love Andrea.
Him and Paige and Winter House started casually dating. So Winter House was his first appearance. So they started casually dating, but he was talking to other girls. And he was like, I don't think I'll have a girlfriend at the end of this. You know, we'll just casually see each other. But Paige is so enigmatic. Like, Paige is a star, honey. Paige is it, honey.
And she is a star. She is a star, honey.
She, by the end of the season, had Andrea wrapped around her little finger and he was in love. And then afterward, I guess she ghosted him for this other guy, Craig, who... Look,
he's not as hot. He's
D-team.
Not hot.
Now time out. But Craig Conifer, who is from
Southern Charm
franchise.
Oh.
So Austin, the infamous Austin, and Craig were both on Winter House.
Who's Austin? I don't know who Austin is.
Arden, you don't know who Austin is? Austin is one of the top bros on planet Earth.
Yeah.
If Kyle and Carl are in the same fraternity, their fraternity president is Austin. Yeah.
Okay, who's what girl has been attached to, what woman has hooked up with Austin?
Well, right now we're still Sierra.
Well,
so Sierra was on Winter House as well. She was on season 5 of Summer House.
Yes.
She's
gorgeous.
Winter House.
Gorgeous. She's a nurse/model who is a 25-year-old having a life crisis, just signed a lease in Manhattan, and she's like, I don't think I want to be a nurse anymore when I can be an influencer, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. So her influencing is growing outside of the show. She and Austin had a thing at Winter House.
He's not cute either.
He's tall. That's about it.
But he's got so much fucking confidence. He's the fraternity president. Yeah. Like, he can do no wrong in his life. He can rob you, steal you blind. Mm-hmm. You will forgive him.
Yep.
Okay.
Any girl, he had a huge public thing. Madison from Southern Charm.
His ex is the girl who broke up J-Lo and A-Rod.
What?
He uses that to manipulate every relationship he's in. Let me tell you, he'll be like,
"What does he do? What does he do?
My ex cheated on me." But it's like, no, you're just using this as a way to hook up with girls and not commit to them.
So is he going to show up this summer?
You know it, honey.
We do know that that's going to happen. It's not a spoiler. We know. And
you know it,
honey. And Craig.
Look at Anna. Look at Anna's neck, Craig. It's like.
So here's what you should know. Here's what you should know. It's not a big secret.
No.
Craig and Paige are together now. Mm-hmm. And even yesterday, people tweeted out that they're thinking about getting married.
Craig is not cute. Why would you pick Craig over Andrea?
This is one of the greatest mysteries of mankind.
Andrea's adorable. He seems sweet. Yes, he's a mama's boy. Who cares?
He literally, thing is, he wants to marry an American woman and bring her back to Italy. And he's from Verona. He's from Verona. He's from the land of Romeo and Juliet.
Right, you don't make these people.
Like, and from money.
And
it's
from
clear
money.
He's from money because we've met his parents. We saw his parents on Winter House. Like, he's from a couple bucks.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but Craig, again, Craig's in the same fraternity as Carl and Austin and Kyle. And I think he's like cool guy, good guy.
Yeah.
All right. I'm confused between Craig and Austin, but you'll remind all of our listeners when they show up. So I want to say
guys from Southern Charm that were on Winter House. They did a combo of Southern Charm and Summer House for Winter House. That's what happened there.
So then we have Lindsay, who is casually dating Jason. It's not exclusive. She wants to keep her options open. Tell us about, so is Lindsay the publicist and should I hire her to be my publicist? And who is Jason?
No. Jason, don't worry about Jason. Jason was a new hire on Winter House.
Okay, great.
He was a handsome dude who could cook.
Okay.
But he's completely disposable in reality world. We may never hear from Jason ever
again. Love him. Okay, so Lindsay
is a little tornado. Yeah. Lindsay is the female Kyle. Right. Lindsay loves booze. She will not turn down a cocktail. She is ready to party morning, noon, and night.
Yeah.
She has hooked up with, we know, we already said she hooked up with Carl. She had a boyfriend in season 5 who was there, who was just a total dud. I believe she hooked up with Luke. Isn't that right?
I think the Luke stuff was blown out of proportion. I don't believe she really hooked up with Luke, but she did have a flang with Austin, which was a whole problem at the beginning of Winter House. Because
now you were about to say, who was her boyfriend that you said, Anna?
Stavi, this guy who was like a nightclub owner person who was
perfect
like a
name.
Real
perfect name.
I mean, look, they were not good together, and it was, Lindsay.
All these hot people text each other. Like that's how Austin and Lindsay found each other. All the Andy Cohen calls them the Bravo celebrities.
Yes.
Like they all, you know, like Bachelor alumni. They all DM each other.
When COVID passes, we all need to get tickets and go to BravoCon.
Yeah, I would do that.
I need to see Captain Lee. I need to see the Countess. I need to go see Kymanda. I need to see Paige. I'm here for this. I need to see Captain Sandy. Uh-huh. So then
really quickly, I just want to create a really funny background story for you real quick. So
yeah.
Austin was basically best friends with Lindsay for a while, and he would get really fucked up and say stuff like, I just want to date you this year, and then later be like, I just love you as my sister. So he's basically a guy who plays a lot of mind games. So keep that in mind.
Who has he hooked up? Who is his main girl?
So he hooked up with Ciara at Winter House after blowing off Lindsay. But apparently, when he was at a 4-day Fish concert, fucked up out of his mind, he told Lindsay that he wants to date her this year.
Okay. And anybody in 2022 that goes to a 4-day Fish concert, it says everything. During Omicron, you go to a 4-day Fish concert.
And now Lindsay's the type of person who said, who in her mind took that as, he loves me.
Yes.
Not even considering he's at a 4-day fish concert.
So she's like, so the equivalent for our listeners, she would be like Claire Crawley.
Yeah, exactly.
But who loves to booze. Like a party, a party girl Claire Crawley.
Full steam ahead.
She's in a consistent cycle of hammered and hungover and hammered and hungover.
And wants a boyfriend to marry and have a family with so badly.
Okay. Yeah.
It doesn't even matter.
So I feel like this first episode, I think for our listeners, for our podcast, is this, I think this is the most efficient use of like meet the cast. Yeah. This episode is meet the players because, you know, the main thing that happened was the fight. So then we have the newcomer who is Maya. Mm-hmm. She moved to New York City with her ex. It turns out she is 6 months single. She's never been single in her life. She's very cute. We don't know much about her from this episode. We later find out, I'm just going to spoil it right now. We find out in the next episode that her ex-boyfriend is Bravo superstar Chef Kwame from Top Chef.
Pretty cool.
And she, who I loved, and she fell in his shadow. It was always like, she was the plus one. It was like, oh, you're Kwame's girlfriend. It's not like Kwame is Maya's boyfriend. Like, she was living only defined by him, and that didn't work. But they would still hook up a bunch, which is another fun crossover in the Bravo celebrity universe. Thoughts, Brendan and Tana?
This is what Andy Cohen wants.
Yes.
He wants these an avalanche of reality of hot reality stars hooking up with each other, ditching each other, ghosting each other, getting back together, causing mayhem on and off screen. Like,
yes,
that's the world that we're dealing with. We know nothing about Maya yet other than that.
Yes.
But she seems copacetic and she has the Paige seal of approval. Paige and Ciara are like best buddies. I feel like they'll pull Maya into their thing as well.
Oh, yeah.
I need a sexual timeout.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Have you made the switch to NYX? Millions of women have made the switch to the revolutionary period underwear from NYX. That's K-N-I-X. Period panties from NYX are like no other, making them the number one leak-proof underwear brand in North America. They're comfy, stylish, and absorbent, perfect for period protection from your lightest to your heaviest days. They look, feel, and machine wash just like regular underwear, but feature incognito protection that has you covered. You can shop sizes from extra small to 4XL. Choose from all kinds of colors, prints, and different styles, from bikinis to boy shorts, thongs to high-rise. You've got to try NYX. See why millions are ditching disposable, wasteful period products and have switched to NYX. Go to knix.com and get 15% off with promo code TRY15. That's nix.com, promo code TRY15 for 15% off life-changing period underwear. That's knix.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Then we also have Danielle. I don't know anything about Danielle except she has a boyfriend that is not there. Brendan.
Danielle, season two-ish, Anna, if I remember correctly. She's had this boyfriend for a while. She's got a cool chef, like a legitimate chef from New York as her dude. But he's never been a part of the show as a regular.
It's 1 year. She said 1 year. They met 1 year ago, and he moved in 1 year ago. So,
He was on the last season of Summer House.
Yeah, they started dating right before they went into that quarantine house situation. But she originally used to date Carl way back in the day, and now her, Carl, and Lindsay are absolutely like best friend, diehard best friend. So she will always be on Lindsay's side. Keep an eye out for Danielle. I don't know how much I like Danielle. I think she's a bit of a she knows what she's doing, in my opinion. Okay.
I didn't see as much pepper in the pot personality wise from Danielle.
She's boring as hell because she has like a very corporate high level job. So you can tell she is actually like working. And I don't know how she gets away with being on a reality show at her.
Can you imagine actually having a corporate job and be like, by the way, I'm on Summer House?
Yeah.
Well, I've had this conversation with my girlfriend. We felt like you need Danielle around because Kyle and Lindsay caused so much chaos that you at least need to cut to someone going like, I don't know what to do about them. Like they're just there to sort of fill some gaps.
You need
voice of reason.
So she says about her boyfriend, which we have not met yet in this episode, I want to be his wife right now. Lindsay says, I'm dating. I'm seeing somebody. She's hammered. She said, thank you for you supporting me. Fuck you to Carl, which was amazing. Carl was like, what the fuck? Why are you fucking coming after me right now? And then Lindsay and Carl fight. She's crying. This was after their dinner and somebody asked if she was dating anybody and she freaked the fuck out.
And that's
when she's hammered. But she's hammered. Also hammered, which is always part of the equation. So she goes from 0 to 60 in one drink.
Yeah.
Ready to fight at all times. Know that about her.
Just look at her eyes. You'll know from her eyes start to be like, crazy. Yeah. Immediately you're like, oh, she's blacked out. Back up.
Like shark eyes, which Carl knows. Carl says he knows that. He knew not to engage. So then they go out. Kyle keeps the party going. She does 24 phone calls. And she goes, this is so fucking fucked. It drives me fucking crazy. Fuck this. So then she threw all of his toiletries. I can't get a hold of Kyle. I broke all of his shit in the bathroom. I put all of his stuff on the porch. My biggest fear is that he would get so drunk right now. He would cheat on me and he wouldn't even know what happened. He did it before.
He did.
That's why it's so triggering for me.
He did do that.
I just want a fun weekend. One weekend it was so bad. I called my mom and she had to send an Uber car service from the city to take me out to New Jersey. But we have a whole paper contract signed. Here we go. End of the episode. We have a whole contract signed that if Kyle, with her parents, if Kyle cannot control his drinking and if they call off the wedding because of it, he owes her parents X number of dollars. She says, I am so fucked. Paige and Sierra say to her, you need to ask yourself some serious questions. So then he shows up hammered. He goes, and he's like so excited in the kitchen. He goes, God damn, I can see. What are we working with here? Almond cookies. Woo! Then he stumbles in. He goes, oh, baby, to the cookies. And then he walks in. All the women are in the bed. He goes, what the? I mean, Jesus H. Christ. So then they all leave the bed. He goes, oh, shit. He goes, you break all my shit? I'm not the one hiring a fucking therapist. And then Carl gets up in the morning. Everybody else is blacked out. And he's like, I'm going to start my morning meditation, go to an AA meeting. He put the bag inside. It was a spectacular episode. That was sort of the end of the first episode.
Wait, did you hit on I don't remember if this is the second episode. I think it's the first episode, the Carl and Lindsay
conversation. Oh, no, you're right. There's more. What were you about to say?
The Carl and Lindsay conversation about why she freaked out at him on dinner.
Oh, yes. Okay, so here we go. So let's talk about that first. Let's talk about Kyle stumbling home, eating the cookie, finding the girls.
Stumbling home at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
3:43 a.m. or whatever the hell.
By himself.
In Montauk. So.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. Do you think he hooked up with somebody?
No,
but he for sure flirted, and he's also a reality show. And when Summer House is in Montauk, I mean, the world is on fire. Hot people world is on fire.
Yeah,
because maybe someone gets a chance to be invited to a party or be a part of the storylines or something. So it's like he's walking himself into a hornet's nest by going out to a club and getting that annihilated.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
People know who they are.
The people who know they are.
All right, let's talk about the fucking contract for a second here.
Yeah.
I mean, they have a – here's the thing. I come from a family of alcoholics. Not my mom's side, my dad's side of the family. There is – and this is speaking from my own opinion. In my opinion, a piece of paper, if somebody doesn't want to get sober, once they're hooked in, if they actually have an allergy, I don't know if he's an alcoholic or not. But looking at him, he seems slightly compulsive. Like, once it is activated, a contract with her parent, he's not thinking about a fucking contract. He doesn't give a shit. He is like off to the races.
But because let me just say this, not to take his inventory, but he has the Jekyll and Hyde thing with the booze.
Yeah.
And when the parents come to him with a contract like that, he'll do anything he can to kick the ball down the field.
Yeah.
And delay the inevitable. So saying, yeah, of course I'll sign that. I got no problems. That's easy. I love her.
Yeah.
He's been in a constant state of apologizing and trying to make up for his crazy fucking behavior. Yeah. Period.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's not going to stop him next time the booze comes out.
No. And it didn't stop him on the first episode of Summer House, where he blew a gasket on night one.
And okay. Let's just say both their parents watch this show. There is no way Amanda's parents like Kyle at all. In the past, they have on this show told her to leave him. So it is wild that he continues this behavior knowing that he could actually lose her.
Yeah, everyone. Right. Yeah, every woman on the show has told Amanda to leave Kyle.
Yeah.
All of them.
Right.
And he is just full steam ahead.
So then there's a very – so then all the women are like, they have a contract. Her wedding's in 2 months. She can't marry him in 2 months.
There is a trope on this show which all the girls will get in one giant bed and gossip, and it is my favorite thing. You can just tell when Paige hears something. Paige is like, what's that? Let's go to the bed. It is the greatest thing.
Oh, my God. There's nothing I love more than being in a bed and gossiping with my friends. That sounds like the best way to start the weekend.
They have a contract. It's always a whisper. Did you hear him say they have a contract?
And what she was saying, we're going to deal with this not here this weekend, meaning not in front of the cameras, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, but they're shooting everything. So while the girls are gossiping, no matter what, you can always cut to Kyle walking around the kitchen in his boxers, trying to find some drunk food at 2 a.m. No matter what season it is, it's always the same.
So then we have a very boring, muscular Alex.
Nope. Get him out. Get him out.
He's a wash.
Is he new? He's so boring.
Brand new. So boring.
He has 2 pounds of ground turkey that he cooks up.
Get him out.
All he is is like a walking keto diet. Like, who cares?
He's not coming back. I'll tell you that right now. He is not coming back for the next season because he's boring.
He's boring. Okay. So then we have Carl and Lindsay. And then he goes, look, I know I come at you a little bit. But she said to him, what people didn't know was that I was pregnant. I was 6 weeks pregnant. Ugh. I found out, and then I had a miscarriage 2 days later.
That's devastating.
And I didn't emerge from my room for 5 hours. He says, why didn't you tell me? Did you tell him? And she said, I would have had his child. And then they have a huge hug. And then...
And that was Jason from Winterhouse. That was the guy that she kind of hooked up with towards the end of Winterhouse. Basically, in my opinion, because there was nowhere else to go and she just wanted to have fun with somebody.
Yeah.
She wasn't going to have fun with Austin.
Yeah.
There was really nobody else for her to hook up with. She wasn't going to hook up with Luke, who you'll hear about in some episodes down the line. But so Jason was sort of like a throwaway, but I guess they continued things after Winterhouse and then she got pregnant.
Aww.
Which is tough.
That was a bombshell.
Knowing her and like how much she wants that I actually felt terrible for her.
I know. Aww.
Like, that's rough.
What does she do for a living?
She's a publicist.
She's a publicist.
She's the one I'm going to hire.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't. But yeah.
So then we have Kyle. Kyle's walking away. He goes, you're the issue. Why are you throwing my shit everywhere? You do what in my yard? I'm sick and tired. You know? Yeah, I stayed out. Yeah, I fucked up, Amanda. I had fun. That was the end of the episode.
Such an idiot.
It was a great ending.
It is incredible. Every season he goes, I've been working nonstop and I have some steam to blow off. And you're like, whoa. Whoa. Yeah. You say that every 5 minutes, man.
Yeah. How old is he? Because he seems like he's 40.
I think he's like 38.
He's about to turn 40. So that's
he seems 40, for
he's
sure.
He's a lot older than Amanda, too. Yeah. So he's the oldest guy in the house, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. he seems too old to still be there.
Yeah. Yeah, he's an idiot, in my opinion. I will say, though.
Great, because he gives you what you want.
Yeah.
What you want is Kyle blowing a gasket and breaking a window, putting on a bad wig, doing a bad impersonation of somebody, dancing in someone's face, flirting with someone at the poolside. Like, that's what you want. And he delivers.
I mean, he's just addicted to being on television. Like, if not just alcohol, he seems addicted to being a Bravo celebrity.
I think he's addicted to the party.
Well, I do think some of these people, I mean, we've seen it again because I came in late to The Housewives. So you see, like, the very, very sweet Sonia Morgan, she knows if she turns it up a little, she's going to get more airtime. And then I think it combines with a love of booze and it's not a great combo. And I'm sure he knows if he's a little extra combined with a love of booze that he'll get more screen time. And I'm sure he's here for it.
Yeah. It's hard to know with him because he does. It just seems like what you're getting on screen is exactly who he is. He is just a party bro who likes to work and make a business and be an entrepreneur and then party. He's a weekend warrior in the most extreme sense of a human being possible. Now, Carl used to be that way, too. But then Carl kept losing jobs because of how much he was drinking that it got to a point where I was like, Carl can't keep this up. Obviously.
What is Carl's profession?
He works in sales. He did. I think he now works with Loverboy in sales, based on my understanding.
On brand.
But he's really come a long way. Like, he actually, I think season 2 or 3, I can't remember, he lost his job.
Right.
Like, on his show because of all the drinking he was doing. So, like, I gotta tell you, talking
to you guys, and I hope our listeners feel the same way. I feel so lucky to have two shepherds to guide the path, two Yodas to sort of clear the way and guide your flock of sheep. It really feels like, I would say I feel hashtag blessed to be having this with you. So I would just love to thank both of you for your knowledge and invite you, will you please break down episode 2 with us next week?
I must.
Oh, hell yeah.
First of all, we would love to thank our patron saints, without whom we could not do this. We have a few new saints. Avery Marasek, I'm sorry if I said this wrong, Shmave Music, Diana McDermott, all of you are new saints, and we really appreciate you, and we cannot wait for more people to come and to join us on the Summer House. Brandon, what would you like to promote?
Well, again, as I said at the top of the show, thebrandocast.com with links to Apple, Spotify, Stitcher. So many amazing guests chatting with me, including lots of WYATR alumni.
Yes.
And then, of course, Sirius Radio. And, of course, Rock Tales on Sirius XM, volume channel 106, Thursday night, 6 o'clock, Pacific Coast time, live, taking your calls, talking rock and drinking cocktails.
Oh, my God. What a joy to have you on. I mean, of course, I think I speak for Dr. Banana myself. This has been a true honor and a pleasure. Yes. You can find me on Instagram at Arden Marine, MYRIN. Dr. Banana, where can people find you?
Look, I am at Anna Hostin on Twitter, and I am tweeting about Summer House live because I love that show and I watch it. And I've got so many thoughts about everything going on. So you could follow me if you want to keep up in real time. This is a show I watch as it's airing. I wait 15 minutes for the record to go so I can zoom through the ads. And then I am live, baby. I am going through. I am tweeting at Kyle being like, you're fucking this up. So
yes, yes, honey. Yes. I am here for all of that. Until next week. Thank you all. We couldn't do this without you. My name is Arda Marine. Goodbye.
Bye.
Oh. Get all up in you tonight. It feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Oh, will you accept this rose?
into your world.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.